With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
Hello out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for a little bit of rapid fire where Danny and I fire trivia questions at each other, trying to stump one another. This week, no exception. All the questions might be hard, might be easy. Danny, are you ready to go?
I think so. We'll see.
All right. My first question for you is, in the movie Rockstar, the fictional rock band featured three real musicians in the band. Can you name them?
Oh, fuck. The actual like, big-time band.
Yeah, the Steel Dragon band had three guys in it that you know from other bands, and the other two guys were actors. So.
Yeah, I know that. I thought you were talking about the one that was supposed to be the cover band, because I know they were some musicians also. But
yeah, not that one.
Yeah. The other one, let's see, there was Zakk Wylde.
Correct.
Oh, crap, the drummer... Shit.
Shit is the wrong answer.
Shit is not the right answer. Jason Bonham.
Correct.
And the drummer, Pilsen, Jeff Pilsen.
Correct. You got all three. Yes. Jeff Pilsen, the bass player.
From Dokken and Foreigner.
Correct. Good one. You pulled that out.
Names, sometimes it's just, like, I know, I can see the guy's face, but the name's like, I gotta take some kind of class about remembering names or something, or just fuck it.
No, we're just old. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, question number one for you. Can you name four guitarists that have been in Motorhead?
All right, four guys from Motorhead. Let's start with, isn't that Larry Walls, the first guy?
Yeah, I wasn't including him, but he was the first one before.
Okay, then there's Fast Eddie Clark.
Yeah.
Wurzel.
Yeah.
Phil Campbell.
Yep.
And Brian Robo Robertson.
That is correct.
Yay.
Yep. I wasn't thinking about that first guy. I knew he was in there, but I was going to let you name the other four main guys.
Nice. Nice.
Way to go.
Yeah, and the first time I saw Motorhead, it was with Robo. So I never actually got to see Motorhead with Fast Eddie Clark. So,
did you see him with the ballet slippers on?
The ballet slippers? I didn't look at his feet, but...
Yeah, by the end, he was wearing, like, tight shorts and ballet slippers.
Yeah, a lot of people like that album with Robo, but when he was in the band, it just didn't really fit. Didn't work out.
Nah, awesome guitar player. I mean, he was perfect in Thin Lizzy, but... Motorhead, I don't know.
No, didn't work.
I did just finish watching that Lemmy biop.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Can't believe he lived in a little shitty apartment like that.
Yeah, and he's worth millions, apparently. And some of those artifacts are worth a lot of money, so I guess his son got it all. But yeah, that's what he liked to do. He liked to go hang out at the Rainbow, play his video games, and stay in the apartment. He was just the way he was.
He said his apartment rent was $900 a month. He said he's never getting that anywhere else, so why would he leave? He likes it.
Yeah, interesting dude. Yeah.
Yeah, great guy. I wish I had seen Motorhead. All right, question number two for me. Bring it.
Okay, name the musician who's been in all of these bands. UFO, Virginia Woolf, Foreigner, Air Race, and Black Country Communion.
I'm going to say Jason Bonham.
Correct.
Yes.
Must be a Jason. Nice. There's a theme going on here.
Yeah, Jason Bonham Day. Nice. Yeah, I love Black Country Communion. Yep. I wish that.
And they're coming back.
Are they?
Yep. 2017. All four of them. Yep.
Nice.
Guess Bonamassa wanted to rock again, so. Yeah, the band's coming back.
Yeah, I saw him about 6 months ago here in Wilmington. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a big star over in Europe, but here he's kind of an unknown, but yeah, great player.
Yeah, I got to meet him before the show. He's a little guy, but he's
unbelievable. Is he a little guy? Really?
He's about, I don't know, he's about my size, but he's thin. And man, he gets on stage. He's unbelievable. He's so freaking good.
And he could actually sing pretty well, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the show a lot. He was here for two sold-out nights, and I guess sold-out nights in Wilmington is a little different than
how many people in that place? That place?
1140.
Oh, okay. So he pulled over 2,000 people in 2 days. That's pretty impressive for a guy who's kind of an unknown here in the U.S.
Yeah, and he brought his own kitchen. I thought that was kind of funny. A kitchen and a cook with it. But
oh, all right. That's different.
He cooked for his band and crew, and anything left over was for the people that worked there at the Grand, so.
Nice.
Thought it was really cool.
Wow. Yeah. All right, go for it, sir.
Question number two for you. Can you name five bands members of the Winery Dogs have been members of?
You love these lists, don't you?
Yeah, bring a list.
All right.
I think this is my last list question.
Okay, guys who've been different bands.
All Winery right. Dogs.
Winery Dog members. All right, start with the drummer. He was in Dream Theater.
Yep.
All right. Richie Kotzen was in Poison.
Yep.
That's two. Right. Billy Sheehan was in Talis.
Yep.
Mr. Big, Kotzen was in there with Billy Sheehan. That's four.
Yep.
And let's go with the David Lee Roth Band.
That is correct. Those are the five I was thinking. I wasn't going to go with things, the off-color things like Niacin or the experimental jazz stuff that Portnoy did.
And Kotzen does. Them. We could have named 15.
Yeah, exactly. But, yep, those are the big ones. Great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, here we go. I'm going to stay on this theme here. We did the rock star question from the first one. I'm going to give you another.
I'll say Jason Bonham.
Incorrect. All right. More from the rock star movie that starred with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, boy.
What real singer is seen singing in the booth before Mark Wahlberg tries out for Steel Dragon? And it's a guy you've seen at M3 who sings right before Mark Wahlberg does. Do you know who it is?
It's not the guy from Steelheart, is it? I can't pronounce his name.
No, his voice is featured in the movie, but he's not actually in the movie.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was. I know there's all kinds of guys throughout that movie, but I can't remember who was right before.
Oh, yeah, and the lead singer from Slash's band is in there.
Yep.
But this is not...
He's the one that gets dragged up on stage at the end, right?
Correct. But the guy seen singing in the booth, you have no guess for me?
I can't even picture that scene. I can see who it is. I don't know. I don't have a name.
Well, you're going to get the buzzer about right now. The answer is Ralph Saines, also known as Michael Starr from Steel Panther. He looks a little bit different. His hair's different, but yeah, you go online, you see it. That's him.
All right.
Yeah, he gives Mark Wahlberg a dirty look, and he's on the screen for about 10 seconds.
great movie.
Yeah, it
is. Anybody that hasn't seen it, go see it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the lead guitar player in Steel Dragon is the guy who was the lead in the TV show The Wire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Great show.
Wait, do you mean a rhythm guitar player?
Yeah, he's the lead detective in The Wire.
Oh, okay. I've never watched The Wire. I should watch it.
Oh, man.
It's Baltimore.
It's awesome.
Okay, question number three for you. Who was the devil's guitarist in the movie Crossroads?
Oh, man. Love this scene. That would be Steve Vai.
That is correct. Way to go. That's a great movie.
I love it. I still think Ralph Macchio lost that. But you know who played guitar for Ralph Macchio?
No.
Ry Cooter.
Really?
Yeah, that's Ry Cooter playing.
All right. Ry Cooter versus Steve Vai.
Steve Vai buries him. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
We got to play something now. Let's play something from Steve Vai.
All right.
We're going to think of something.
How about the audience is listening?
I was just thinking that on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
Is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
All right, everyone, it's time for another segment we like to call Cover This, where I play a cover song and Mark has to guess the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. Some of these have been pretty easy, but this one may be a little more difficult, but we'll see what we do out here. So go ahead and play the song, Mark.
Cool, I'm fired up and ready to go.
Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
All right, so we've played the song. Pretty obvious who the original is, but since he just passed away, can you tell me who it was?
That was originally written and sung by Prince.
That is correct. And the song?
When Doves Cry.
Okay, you corrected yourself, so that's good. And who was doing that version?
Based on stuff we've done in the past, I'm going to say that's Jeff Scott Soto.
That is incorrect.
Is it a band that Jeff Scott Soto was in?
No! No, that was not Jeff Scott Soto singing.
Damn it.
It is one of probably both of our favorite bands.
It's not Kiss.
No. A little more underground than that. And I saw them about 2 months ago.
A band that I like?
Oh, yeah. And you're a big fan.
And they covered When Doves Cry?
I'll give you another hint. They had an album called Covered in Gold.
Oh, would that be Enough's Enough?
That is correct.
Wow. Stumped.
Yep.
Damn you.
Good song, though. Good song.
I don't think I've ever heard that version before, or I actually have that, but I've never listened to it. My bad.
It's amazing to see all the artists that have come out and covered Prince songs just recently because of his death. And there was one, I saw Nuno Bettencourt doing that song just by himself. Cool. Oh, no, he did Purple Rain.
Yeah, he did a great version of Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it seems like that's the one that everybody wants to cover.
Yeah, but I like When Doves Cry better. There's so many great songs Prince did. I mean, he's certainly not a hard rock guy, but
he could play it. You ever seen Prince do that My Guitar Gently Weeps and that George Harrison tribute?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was unbelievable.
Guy was amazing.
There was a quote, Eric Clapton was asked, how does it feel to be the greatest guitarist in the world? And he said, I don't know, ask Prince.
Well, I wouldn't I wouldn't ask Eric Clapton. That guy bores me to death.
He's a great guitar player, but ooh.
He's slow.
Slow hand.
Yes. Sorry, I don't get it.
He's a great guitar player, but just not my favorite.
I think Jeff Beck buries him from that generation, but that's just me. All right, that's enough of that.
Hard Rockin' Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit tpublic.com and search the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEPublic.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, everybody, here's a segment we like to call Who the Hell Is This? Where we play a couple clips from a song from maybe an obscure band, maybe not obscure band, maybe a hard-to-find song from a very popular band. And we play it, you know, around 10-second clips and try to see if we can guess who the band is and even name of the song if we can get that far. Yeah. All right, Mark, go ahead and play clip number one from this song. Let's see if you can get this.
All right, let's check it out. All right, dude, I already know who this is.
Do ya?
Yeah, would it be Love Hate?
That is correct. Do you know the song?
Spinning Wheel.
That is correct.
Could be one of the best strip club songs ever.
Just from the lyrics.
Yeah. I love this song. It was a terrible album it was on, but the song is great.
Yeah, there's a couple really good songs and then a couple of crap. Like, what the hell happened?
I think it was called Let's Rumble, right? That was their third album. Yeah, the first two were great. And then after that, I think it was low budget and just kind of went away.
Yeah, it was from 1993, and the album Let's Rumble. Some really good songs, but some real crap, too. So.
All right, so this is a good tune. So let's play Love Hate's Spinning Wheel.
On the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.